Hey guys, so as some of you already know, I'm all about creating the life that you want to live. Living your best life and basically being in control of your own life. And you know, the process of manifesting, it includes several steps. And today I want to talk about the first step. So the difference between people who live lives from a very narrow perspective and they're basically so swallowed up by the society's limiting beliefs, you know, limiting beliefs around money, limiting beliefs about education, limiting beliefs about your career, limiting beliefs about the people you surround yourself with, all those things. There's a difference between those people and the people who are awakened into their power, people who understand who they are, and they understand that really, it is in their power to create the life that they really desire. That's why on social media, mostly on social media, you can see how people who are doing great and they're doing whatever they want, they're happy. And you can see all those, a lot of people in the comments who are miserable, and those are the ones who will be commenting toxic things, hateful things. They will be saying whatever they want to say to make themselves feel better about this person's success. And it's usually the miserable people who talk that way and who think that way. Whatever they say in the comments or whatever they think about the successful person who does what they want to do, they say the same things to themselves. Every single person, the way they talk and the way they treat you, that is how they treat themselves as well, even if you can't tell. But it is, that's the way it works. Okay, so the first step, I believe, to creating the life that you want to live, and really the first step to happiness here in this life, is to realize who we really are. Yes, we are human beings, but we, as human beings, we have the divinity in us. We have God within us. So it's important to understand that we are infinite beings, souls, that are having a human experience right now. I'm going to say this again. We are souls, infinite, abundant, everlasting beings who are currently, for a very short period of time, are having a human experience to learn how to love ourselves, to learn how to treat each other, but most importantly, to learn who we are and to learn to love ourselves. So once we understand, okay, so I'm a human being, but in fact I'm a soul having a human experience. So what does that mean? It means that I already have everything in me. It means that I do not need to look for love outside. It means that I don't have to worship a God outside of myself. It means that I don't have to beg on my knees for something outside of myself. Happiness is not found outside of yourself. Happiness is not found in church. Happiness is not given to you. Happiness is already within you. And all it takes is for you to understand that, to feel it, to really, really feel it. Because when we are born here, when we as souls, we choose to come here, we choose to incarnate. As babies, we are these little cute little innocent beings. But as soon as we are born, we are little sponges and we just start to absorb everything that is given to us, including limiting beliefs. No, it is not our fault that we are getting these limiting beliefs, but it is our responsibility to unblock those limiting beliefs. And by unblocking those limiting beliefs, we will actually heal others around us. That's why incarnation is so beautiful. We are able to teach each other and plant beautiful seeds in each other's minds. That's also why age does not mean wisdom. Very often kids are teaching the adults a few lessons. So I think we're all here teaching each other in reality. Adults are not entitled. People who are older, they're not entitled to constantly mentor and be authoritative towards the younger population. And of course, I understand, no matter what age you are and you are a parent, it is so difficult to detach yourself from this belief that you have to monitor your kids or you know better than your kids. It is challenging to detach yourself from that. But once you understand that we are all here learning a lesson, it is part of this experience to learn, to mess up, then to get up again and learn and experience and do whatever. Like, it is part of this experience. It's not supposed to be perfect. Nobody knows what is the perfect way of doing things. Nobody knows that. All we know, well, all I know is that you have to listen to yourself and go within. That's where you find your personal truth. Truth is not, I don't think it's universal. I don't know a universal truth. The only thing I know is that you have to go within and find it for yourself, what's true to you. And at the same time, we should not be mad at our parents. Because they were raised a certain way. And it's like a domino effect, generation after generation. Parents raising their kids in a limiting way because they don't know better. So it takes courage to break those chains of all those sufferings that your ancestors have been through. If you have a family and generation after generation there have been money problems and nobody has been really successful and wealthy and rich, There are some money blocks in your family that run in your family, and you will be the one to, if you follow your intuition and if you follow yourself, you will be able to break those chains, break those limiting beliefs and show them what is possible. And there will be resistance from everyone because everyone is so fucking scared to go outside the box, to think outside the box. everyone is scared. They're scared for themselves. They're scared for you. And, you know, it, like I said, it takes an immense amount of courage to just stop and listen to yourself and say, you know what, I trust this voice in myself that's telling me to do this and that. And it's like, it is not mainstream. It is not something that the society thinks everyone should do. It is not a limiting belief. It will actually open the minds. But every great person that has ever lived, they have always been looked at as an outsider, as someone that is crazy. Don't you think it's so ridiculous when we learn about all these great people in history and they're so amazing, they were so great, they changed the world? But then when you feel the call to do something great, to change things up, you are looked at as the crazy person. Like, history repeats itself every time. Every time. What if I want to be the next Oprah? Like, why not? Because we all have a reason to be here. Our souls chose to be here right now. If you are alive, you have a purpose. You're not meant to live a miserable life. If you're having a miserable experience right now, okay, it has been part of your experience and now it's time to change that. You're not supposed to suffer here. You're not supposed to. And I'm the one in my family who is really bringing in that message, because my parents as well, they were raised by pretty limiting beliefs. My grandmother, my mom has told me the things that my grandma has said that really, you can suffer in this lifetime. Like, she really raised my mother to believe that you don't really, there's a little chance that you will be happy fully and receive everything you want. That's how she raised my mother. And of course, thank the universe that my mom has released most of those blocks. There's still some subconscious limiting beliefs there, but you know, she is doing much, much better than my grandmother. Yeah, and every family has that. Pretty much every family, we all have our grandparents who have suffered immensely. And of course, they have raised our parents in a certain way, to think a certain way, to not understand how abundant we are in reality, that the universe is abundant, that we are powerful. But the time is changing, the consciousness is lifting. And if you feel the call to pave your own path, if you feel the call to break the chains of this narrow-mindedness, if you feel the call to follow your heart, if you feel like, you know what, yeah, they're telling me it's impossible, but I really feel like it is. I'm not able to explain how I will do it, but I just feel like it's possible. That is the call that you have to follow, no matter what anybody tells you. And it does not matter what age you are, I'm talking to you. If you are listening to this podcast, that already means that you feel the call. You feel that you want to change something about your life. So I'm talking to you. It doesn't matter if you are 40 or 17 or 85, like, it really does not matter. It's never too late to understand that you're an infinite being, that everything is possible. All it takes is to realize that. That is the first step to manifesting. So if you, it does not matter what you have been through. It does not matter where you live right now, how your life is turning out right now. It does not matter. You can change your life at any moment. If you have had a terrible job all your life, but you have this, let's say you have this incredible skill to saw, go ahead and do it. You want to have a business, a sewing business? You want to sew clothes? Come on. Look, you thinking that, oh, well, how am I supposed to do that? There are already all these great designers out there. Who am I? I'm not good enough. Blah, blah, blah. Sweetheart, you are here on this earth right now, living, and you feel a call to do something, it would be shameful for you not to follow that call and to not let others experience your talent, experience your greatness. You are ripping off the universe of celebrating with you. So please, whatever it is, whatever the call is for you, really think about it. Really, you have to understand that you have a purpose, and you, like I said, I'm repeating myself because I cannot stress this enough. You're not supposed to suffer. You're not supposed to struggle. You're not supposed to live from check to check. No, you are not supposed to do that. It's one limiting belief is that, oh, there are just a few millionaires in the world, but there's like not enough money for all of us. So, you know, so people like me are not really good enough, or people like me are just meant to live from check to check, or meant to live a mediocre life. Money is abundant in the universe. Money is an energy, and it does not get destroyed. That is one of the laws of, what is it, thermodynamics, I think, in biology. Energy does not get created, and it does not get destroyed. And money is energy. Money is abundant, just like you. All you have to do is to call it in. That's all you have to do. But again, the first step to manifesting the life you desire so deeply. You might listen to this and say, oh, I don't desire anything, I'm good. No, you do desire something much greater than you're experiencing right now. And you know it. Don't lie to yourself. The first step to manifesting the life you desire is to realize that you are abundant, that you have a purpose here. If you're alive, you have a purpose, a greater purpose. You are meant to live your best life. You're an infinite being. So this episode, I did not write any notes. I did not prepare myself beforehand. This just kind of flowed? Oh my gosh. This just kind of flowed out of me, I guess. I just felt and I feel frustrated with people not realizing their power. And not only do they not realize their power, they also want to put that on others and on me. And it's just, sometimes it's just kind of frustrating to deal with that. Not only do they not want to listen to me wanting wanting them to live a better life, but they want to constrict me with their limiting beliefs. But that is the challenge that we have to sometimes deal with. If you are awakened and you really feel like you have a purpose, we all have a purpose. But when you're awakened, you feel this call to awaken others. I send you strength, because it is challenging sometimes to deal with people who do not understand that they are very powerful, infinite beings. So this episode, I just kind of went with it. It might not be very organized, but I put my heart into it, just like everything that I do. Enjoy it, and till next time. Mwah.